And there's a trap door in the back with a frosted glass in it. She had a little lock on the shutter. She'd leave the shutter open, and she'd look through the glass and focus it forward and back until she got a clear picture. I never could understand it. It almost was wrong side up.
It's amazing.
On the glass.
Uh-huh.
And then when she got ready to take a picture, she had a little frame. You dropped the glass negative in with a black front and back on it. And there was a slot in the camera. And when she got everything all set to take the picture, it took a minute. And she had this shawl she'd throw over her head so the light wouldn't bother her. So, it was a 20-year-old deal by the time I remembered it. But she'd close the back door, close her shutter, and then she'd pull up the little piece of black cardboard in front of the film, trip it, put it back in. Then she'd go upstairs, and she had a dark room as such. It was a closet up there that was shut, and she had a lock on the door so that the kid or anybody else wouldn't open the door on her. She had a little kerosene light with a red lens in it. And she developed her own negatives, did her own prints. She did contact prints.
And those are the ones that are down at the library, the contact prints.
Copies of them. I probably have some here at Help Attic, but I remember seeing her do it. She had two or three jugs set in there. She'd put some chemicals into. Morning, friend. This is my dog. A very energetic person.
She's great.
She drives a school bus here morning and night. Does the Girl Scouts. In fact, I guess that was material she had here. I don't know.
Well, I just find it amazing that your mother was taking pictures then.
She had to develop them herself because there was no.
Yeah.
Well, that was all part of the photography business, and you didn't send out your prints to get them done.
No.
And she had what she called a developer, and then she had the hypo, I think. I think she put that in to seal them
fixer.
Yeah, fixer, whatever. And then she had a little rack. She'd bring them out. Somewhere upstairs, I've still got the trays that she had, the
uh-huh.
trays with a zigzag bottom in them.
Yeah.
And then she had a rack that she apparently had concocted of a cloth stretched over, well, like a quilting frame, a small,
mm-hmm.
small size.
Yes.
And she'd lay them on that.
To dry. What kind of photographs did she take? Were they mostly scenes, or did she take life around the farm at all?
She took a lot of pictures for people. Well, as she go to a studio now. Those glass prints aren't here now, but they. I might have some pictures upstairs that she took. Some of this we could wrap some late tunes, some we can't.
Yeah, no, this is great. It's great for me.
I have some of my aunt, which is Will's mother.
Oh, so Will was related to you?
Well, yes, Will was a cousin, my mother's first cousin.
I see.
But there's a book that they put things into that I think should have been preserved rather than
Oh, right. They would just stick the newspaper clip.
Of course, those could be if one needed to, they could. Just...
Death of Jesse McAllister.
Yep. Well, here's some pictures that she took. Oh, there's a picture of her.
Who do you suppose took that?
She got somebody. Well, she had a timer on.
Did she? So that she could take her own photo.
But I suspect she got it all set up and had somebody. There's a picture of her mother. And. Of her aunts.
Now this is the mother, the grandmother that was born in 1845.
That's
you
right.
Tell me about.
That's my grandmother.
This one right here.
Yep.
And who's this? Her sister, maybe?
I suspect that's I think it's one of my grandfather's sisters, but I can't tell you which one. I would guess it would be Mrs. Mary Stevens. Not Mary. It's coming in a minute. There's another picture of her with her cousin.
This is the cousin?
Yeah.
And her name was?
Minnie. She was daughter of David. Oh, no, David Nathaniel. She stayed home and took care of the old folks, and her brothers thought they had it made too. A couple of bachelors. But she married and left
home?
Yeah. At 40. Now, the unfortunate part of that was she had a son and she passed away at the birth. And Zibel is one of the brothers. I told her she was making a mistake.
Pretty tough comment.
Now there is Mary and Thayer.
Now, would this be your grandparents?
No, this is my grandfather's sister. And Thayer is Rastus, I think. That's a picture of Warren. You probably get some of those. They got thrown in here. Another picture of Warren. That postcards.
Now, did she ever sell any of her photographs for postcards? Or postcards
no,
probably so. Weren't even.
And that's a picture she took of me, but quite some time ago.
I would say. Do you remember it?
I have to confess that I didn't.
You must have been about 6 months old.
There's a picture she took.
Is this a
this is the barn raising.
Barn raising.
That's just below here.
Oh, that's neat. Now, where was this?
As you came up by, you came by a garage with a lot of machinery.
Yes.
That barn stood right there. And she was standing in the road or above the road. I guess she probably must have been standing about in front of the trailer up there.
That's amazing. Now, whose barn was that?
That was Van Dusen. Abe Van Dusen built it in 1912, I think it was. There's a picture of Willsworth.
And this is.
That is George.
This is
George.
George Blair? Or
yeah, George. He was one of the brothers. One I said he told her she was making a mistake.
He's the one that said that? God.
That picture is taken right across from the Top Gas. Ina Land lives there now. That was their original, Will Blair's original home place. There's one I have no idea who took that one.
This is what?
That's the, you drove right by it.
I saw it out on the road out here.
No, you came up through Warren Village, you turn.
Yeah.
You turn, it's on the left just before you get to school, turn to go to the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's as I remember it.
Gosh.
I remember.
There's no hedge there now.
No, I remember the hedge. That was Kit Freeman that used to run the Freeman store. And he was also a teamster. That's as I remember. I remember the hedge then. I remember a wooden walk. It went up to the house, and they put the blacktop road in. They encroached on it. The road, making a wider road is a great thing, but it didn't do much for the looks of the valley.
Are there any of the old store owners around that ran the general store in town?
Mrs. Neal, Thelma Neal, lives right there by the church. She and her husband ran the. There's a picture of the store here a minute ago that went by.
Yeah, that
one wasn't.
Spalding store. They ran Spalding store,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. That one I have no idea. That preceded her picture taking. There's another one of her pictures.
That's her, right?
Yeah. There's a picture of David. That's Will's father.
These are great. Yeah, now, did she take this, do you think?
I suspect perhaps Will did.
Will did, yeah.
W.A. Blair.
Uh-huh. And this is your grandmother?
That's my grandmother.
And Will's mother?
Will's.
Great aunt.
Will's
aunt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something. There's an aunt, a great aunt. Here's another picture.
That's Mary Blair?
Mary Jane Blair. That was a my aunt.
Uh-huh.
When they lived up on the hill there across from Kenny's, I think she was 7 years old. She fell down a cellar stairs, brain concussion killed her. No, that has nothing to do with this. Oh, golly, I should know. She wrote down who that was. That's a picture she took, but right at the moment it escapes me who it is. Might come to me a little later. Might not. Probably not. There's my grandmother and her two sisters. Grandmother there, and I see two sisters, sister-in-law, and that's a sister Sarah. That's I called her Aunt Lucy. Will Blair's mother, I think.
Yeah, it says Lucy Blair.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah
of Radenburg.
Radenburg, right. And Mariette Blair. Mariette Blair.
Mariette was my grandmother. There's another picture of her. I am not sure of this. I think that is is, I think this is Will's work, and I think that is his father and his uncle Rasmus, I think.
Wow.
And there's a...
With beards of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
There's a...
Thayer again?
The daughter's...
And Mac...
Mackinson.
Mackinson.
That isn't a local one. They lived in...
Oh, Jenny Thayer.
Yeah, she was a daughter of... Mary, I think, my mm-hmm. granddaughter. Now here is the...
Oh, look at this.
There is, again, George.
George Blair.
And his mother, Minnie, or his sister, Minnie.
Who was your grandmother?
No.
No.
Sister Minnie, that's another one's taken. It's my mother's cousin.
Uh-huh, okay.
And there's her mother, Betsy Bettis,
uh-huh.
originally, which is... related to Alden that I was, and there is Nathaniel Blair.
Mm-hmm.
As I say there again, that's George. There's another brother, and they never catch him to picture Skip. I don't know if that Skip was...
Skip the pictures.
Skip the pictures. What? He's the one that's telling she made a mistake.
Skip was.
No, George.
George.
But nobody ever got a hold of Skip. So far as I know, nobody ever got a picture of Skip. There with me when I get a little older.
You were pretty cute.
Well, I... And then I got a tricycle.
Oh, that's great. Look at your tricycle. I bet you remember that well.
I remember the tricycle. In fact, I remember... This partition didn't used to be a partition. It used to go through here. And the kitchen was outside. It's a little drop there like there is now, and that door was always open, and it's quite thin to go out there and ride around the circle and tricycle and come in here and ride around the stove set there where the chair is, in and out. Well, I had a, there's my son, her husband, as he was a girl was just here,
mm-hmm.
and this fellow and I hadn't got along too well. Well, he got onto my tricycle right in there. If you went to kitty corner across that dip, it flipped him. I was tickled to death to see him.
Flip?
It hurt him a little. There is Will's wife and his daughter. Gertie and Laurel. Here's another one of the same ones with Sarah Redburn.
That looks like an old one.
Yeah, it's an old tintype. I think the name is Alger on those, but...
Are they relations, or...?
Yeah, my grandfather's mother was an Alger, I believe. Nancy Alger. I guess this is all... There's a Sunday school picnic somewhere, I guess.
Oh, that's neat.
There's Sarah Redenburg. There's a...
Oh, that's the sister again.
That's a...
Sister-in-law.
Yeah. Sister.
Sister?
She's my grandmother's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Her married name is Redenburg, and there's another sister. And here's Willie, here's Ida Preston. She's mother of the Foley. I don't think there's too many. There's Willie Preston. He lived on the old home farm down in... Alonzo Preston. For whatever it's worth, not much. And there's Ida Foley again. These aren't of much account.
Just you?
I presume.
I'm sure you were a favorite subject.
I was that's Will Preston's granddaughter. This was taken back probably 40 years ago.
Oh, look, for the links.
That's Willie Preston was my grandmother's brother, and that's his daughter. I picked that up at the yard sale. I got to show it to the people in Whitesfield, but tell them they never can have it. Well, here's some things my mother cut out that there was one they captured me up to farm show one time.
Oh, that's nice.
And here's the history of this Ella Duvall, who lived in Warren Village. She was 103, I think, when she died.
Gosh, in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
Think what she must have seen.
I've heard the rumor that when she was a girl, they thought she wasn't healthy. She never lived to grow up.
Yes, right.
She was interested in history all along the way. She picked out things out of the paper and cut them out.
Did any of the members of your family keep diaries at all?
Nathaniel kept a diary for a time.
Nathaniel being your...
You saw the picture of him.
Yeah.
He was a great uncle of mine. That's Ella Duvall again. I don't know if these things would earn any account or do anything for your history. If they do, I'd be glad to share them with you, but I'm not sure that anything that... In a lot of years, she cut out the other papers.
Yeah, gosh.
No, I don't see anything there. There is a part of the history of the creamery, Warren. There was a cooperative creamery. You'll see a picture of it in the And that's George and his dog again.
He's a little older in this one.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's Nathaniel Blair and dog King.
Well, Nathaniel, that was a father. Then his father and son looked for. Darned if I know who that is. That's the story. So what we've seen
striking
on television.
Striking
a pose, what? So what we've seen on television, I'd be a little ashamed. Thank God they got rid of that Smith trial.
Yeah.
There's the whole family.
Oh, that's neat. Now tell me who they are.
Well, it's on the back, but I think I can.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Alma Stevens and Lucy Ann Stevens.
Lucy Ann, yeah. Aunt Lucy Ann, there we are. I think I can recognize them in the front.
And then James Blair is this one.
Yep. There's Am Stevens.
Yeah.
That's Thayer. That's David. That's Nathaniel.
Now, are these all brothers?
These are brothers. This is brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these all look alike. Well, these two have the same nose, and this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that one is Thayer.
Mm-hmm.
Those are brothers-in-law.
But look, they all three have the same nose.
Yep. There's my grandmother again.
Uh-huh.
There's Lucy, Aunt Lucy. I think that's Betsy. And darned if I know those other two.
It says
for sure.
David Blair and
Nathaniel Blair. Rastus Thayer, Mary Thayer. Okay, Mary,
yeah.
and Jeanette McAllister and Lucy Ann Stevens. Okay, I was I was wrong on Betsy, I guess.
That's a nice photograph.
That probably was Will's work.
Mm-hmm.
There's a church in the background, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, what's that?
That's the
Lincoln Brook.
Yep.
Parsons
Mill.
Mill. Robert Mill.
Yeah.
That might be what I have that rhyme about. What was it?
There's better pictures of that. There's the original on that one. Oh, there's a.
Oh, that's a nice one. Now, what's that?
Well, that's Nathaniel standing in front of a mill just at the south end of Warren Village. There's a trailer sitting there now. Trailer and a new house. The trailer sits almost where the mill is.
Mm-hmm.
Mill was. As you leave the Warren Village. And then there's another one of the grist mill and the old clapboard mill.
Parker and Slayton's. So it wasn't Parsons. That mill. Is this by the covered bridge?
No, the iron cement bridge there. Now, that was the old grist mill.
Uh-huh.
And there was a mill on the other side that was, I'm not quite sure how they called it. Oh, that's there's the mill anyway, mm-hmm. The board mill.
Oh,
that's the same mill you saw the other side of. That tells who was who's in the picture.
Huh.
That might be something it would.
Oh, this would be Slayton, a picture taken around 1910, owned by Plina.
Plina
Parker, yeah. Previous to this, Plina Parker and Dr. E.W. Slayton owned the mill and formed the Parker and Slayton Lumber Company.
That might tell you
and
some of
the employees are Joe Pierce, Orvy Jones, Charles Parker, Bub Miner, Audrey Hubbard, Pete Luce, George Walden, and Plina Parker, owner of Oxen and Mill. So that must have been what this piece was written about.
That's a pretty good picture of the town of Warren.
Oh, that's nice.
There is the work, I suspect, of Will Blair.
Oh, wow. Now, where's this?
That's taken right down in Warren Village, right there. Well,
uh-huh.
There's the house, where the town hall is right over here. And the schoolhouse is right behind it. That was David and Lucy.
Uh-huh.
This is the road that goes by the end of their house and goes to the town hall.